the four criteria which Yisrael suggests for Moshe in choosing these judges to delegate authority and to build the first bureaucracy. Three of them make sense. Yirei Elokim, God-fearing people. Anshei Emes, people of honesty and integrity. Sonei Batza, people who dislike bribery. Those are three indispensable traits for a judge, for a leader. But that fourth trait is a little strange. Anshei Chayo. Chayo literally means strength. Why should they be strong? Typically, we associate Chayo with warfare. Chayo Paro. Strength. So Rashi actually interprets it very interestingly. It should be wealthy people. Ashirim. Not just people who detest bribes, people who don't need bribes. It's very interesting and in many ways very incongruent with today's democratic world. But the price you pay for democracy and equal opportunity regardless of financial stature is corruption and bribe. In theory, if you had a society where only wealthy people were leaders, then there wouldn't be the concern of corruption and bribe, because people wouldn't need, which is part of the appeal of independent Mike Bloomberg's, Donald Trump's, so they can hold themselves beyond politics. I won't be part of those petty politics because I don't have financial dependencies upon those systems. I can pay my own way. So, in a perfect world, so to speak, as much as it sounds so discordant to us, in a perfect world, wealth would be a very important criteria to prevent corruption, bribe, and scandal. In fact, there's a very famous Mishnah in Avasuk Nasan in which Beis Shammai says, Shammai said that the four criteria he required for entry into his yeshiva where you have to be humble, to be pedigreed from a family of chachamim, you have to be wise. Well, it makes sense to us. And the fourth one is you have to be wealthy, because you never want a Torah to be corrupted or prostituted for financial gain. And unfortunately, we see sometimes that it is. So Rashi interprets the word chayil not to mean strength, but to refer to financial strength, financial positioning. The Ramban is a very different show. That's what I wanted to share with you today. Chayil, he feels, is a combination of two traits. He doesn't say this, but I'll say it. Two traits that don't naturally cohere within one person. It says chayil is not one trait, it's a hybrid of being hardworking, diligent, alacritous, zaris, to be a zaris, and also to be a chacham. If you combine those two traits, you can combine them in warfare, you can combine them in a domestic setting, eishes chayil, you can combine them in a judicial and political setting, anshei chayil. Those two traits very often contradict. You've got people of piety, single-mindedness, focus, dedication, and those people are easier able to commit all their energy and all their efforts. This vision of someone waking up in the morning in the freezing cold snow, vatikin, running, dedicated, late at night, tzrisas. And then you've got the image of someone who's a little wise, sophisticated, complex, thoughtful, different sides. Sometimes the thoughtfulness and the wisdom prevents the single-mindedness, because you always see multiple values. Think of our society. Haredi society is single-minded, Tara and only Tara. It's one big pyramid built to support Tara. And that's a society of complete zrizus. The entire society is like a coiled spring trying to produce that Tara potential. Think of our society of multiple tracks. And we see things more sophisticated, but more complex. We've got a more complex array of issues to concern ourselves with. Society, army, social welfare, non-from Jews, they're all part of our concern. So how, on a personal level, are you able to combine those two traits? From the one hand, be a chacham. From the one hand, understand, for example, in the military battle, which the Ramban says we typically associate chayil, you need both. All you have is, let's rush headlong with all of our soldiers and all of our arms and all of our tanks into battle. We'll have strategies that will upend us. A strategy that, since Gilad's here today, Gilad, so imagine a screen pass, right? To send all your rushers in to get the quarterback. Quarterback throws a screen pass. If you're not chacham about it, if you don't realize, or if your defense overcommits, and you run to the other side of the field, so then you'll run the backdoor play. So you have to be a chacham and a zariz. Chachamim have a hard time being zrizim. Zrizim have a hard time being chachamim. Zariz is single-mindedness. You're all out. You're all in for something. You sell out for something. Chachams, you see, especially if you're a leader, you have to realize different people, different needs, different settings. It's very important in life to question who you are naturally and try to complement yourself with the other trait. Some people are naturally zaris, not just in terms of their energy level, but their single-mindedness. You've met people like that, right? Maybe you are. More people, at least in our world, at least in this yeshiva, tend to be chachamim. They see different sides of things. How can you be someone that's both a zaris and the chacham? Then you become that hybrid called anshei chayil. And you've really captured that duality, and you're ready to be a leader. Go off your legs.